Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kottke.
I'm David Levin.
Hi there, David.
Hi, Robin. Welcome back.
Welcome back. How was your spring break?
It was nice. It reminded me how much I like summer in the sense of the mornings, mostly. The chance to kind of just sleep in, take things a little more slowly, don't have that scramble in the morning to get out the door in time. That was nice.
I'm so glad.
You had a trip.
Yes, you had a staycation.
A staycation, yes.
I like that term. I also like the term vacation. It was nice. We set out on our maiden voyage. We went to Hot Springs National Park, and then we went over to Memphis. Saw an old friend.
I was really amazed when I heard when you were getting back. My instincts would have got me back with a buffer day. But you really used all your time. You came back, the night before school started again?
No, not quite. We came, that would be too much.
Okay.
Even for me.
Okay.
We came back on Sunday.
Oh, that's right.
We stopped in Milwaukee on the way home and we went to a baseball game on Easter. That was fun. That was a whole new experience for us. Great time. And then we got back Easter night. But the good news is we had Monday off. Thank goodness, because
that
would have been entirely too much. It's still, I think even 2 days are probably really nice for a buffer, because even that seemed a little much. But I'm so glad we had a great time, and it's good to be back and back in the swing of things.
Nice.
Let's take a look at this calendar.
Yes.
We have a lot coming up. Spring is so full. We are so glad to be hosting Gary Lamb. We heard from him, as board and faculty and staff yesterday, and tonight and tomorrow he will be giving some presentations. The one tonight is Technology, Society, and Human Development. The name of that presentation is The Prophetic Future is Now, Rudolf Steiner's Perspectives on Technology and Human Evolution. The presentation is tonight from 7 to 8:30 p.m., Friday, April 26th, and we'll have a follow-up conversation tomorrow morning, Saturday, April 27th, from 10:15 to noon. And then tomorrow, Saturday, April 27th, he will give another presentation, From Egoism to Love, Doing the Good with the Guidance of the Fundamental Social Law, Social Threefolding and the Reverse Ritual. That is from 1:30 to 3 p.m. on Saturday, with a conversation to follow from 3:30 to 5 p.m. Gary Lamb is co-director of Hawthorne Valley's Center for Social Research in Ghent, New York. The center acts as a think and do tank that combines research and practical initiatives to identify solutions to modern-day social problems. Gary is a published author, frequent lecturer, and workshop leader. And in 2017, he launched the Ethical Technology Initiative.
Are those meetings at the school and the gym?
They are at the school. And yes, it was really rich to hear from him last night. I'm really looking forward to these presentations. Yeah. I plan to attend both.
I enjoyed it. Was it? Is there a fee? I don't even remember that.
Yes, it is free for Pleasant Ridge families and Youth Initiative families. Okay. We did receive a grant from the RSF Social Finance Mid-State Shared Gifting Group to bring Gary here. Of course, there are additional costs. And so for folks not directly affiliated as current parents, we are requesting a $15 suggested donation.
Okay. And how does that overlap with the workday? Well, the workday is probably going to get postponed, right?
Yes. Yes, indeed. That just felt like way too much, even for us ambitious, Pleasant Ridge folks. So initially, the all-school workday was scheduled for Saturday. However, due to inclement weather and, of course, this great opportunity to participate in, we have moved that to Sunday, the 28th, from noon to 4 p.m. However, it sounds like we may really be hit with snow, and if there is snow on the ground, that will likely be postponed. Not the presentations, but the work day, because that would be kind of hard to do, and so that would then be rescheduled.
We'd have to transform the work day into a snow removal day.
Oh, no, none of
that. Except we're not doing that.
No, we're not. So hopefully Brian, Joe wrote such a nice tribute to Brian, who was our snow removal worker this winter, and he did such a great job, and hopefully he's still contracted.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that.
It might be kind of satisfying to show up and just watch him do the work that I might otherwise be doing.
Well,
That's too weird, right?
Yeah, that might feel like harassment. Or heckling, if not harassment, yeah. You know, just, you know, like, I'm uncomfortable with that. But I mean, if you want to show up and give him a high five, you know, that would be okay too, you know, or if we were cheering him on, you know.
We could cheer him on.
Maybe, you know, he might actually like that. Or he might find it particularly awkward.
That might be the end of it.
Right. Yeah. Let's not monkey with that.
No.
Okay. Also this weekend on Saturday night, is Youth Initiative's production of Loose Lips. I believe that this is the fourth annual Loose Lips competition. And if you remember, do you remember that show that was on TV called Putting on the Hits and it was all lip syncing?
It sounds familiar. I'm not sure I ever saw it.
I loved that show. I loved that show. And I'm trying to remember who the host was. He had one of those. He was a white fella, and he had, remember that haircut that was so bad where it was kind of short in the front and long in the back, but it was kind of permed.
Is that the
back.
Mullet sort of thing?
Yeah, it's
thing?
Like
is
a,
that what
it's
you
a
mean?
Mullet perm. If I remember correctly, maybe I'm getting this all wrong. Maybe I'm just mixing up the time. It was around
was
the time
it,
that hairstyle 80s? Was
that sounds
was
like
popular.
80s hair.
Yeah, it would have been 80s. And
could have been so many people.
I know,
for me, it wasn't me.
Right. And so anyway, it's great. What it is it's a fundraiser for Youth Initiative High School, and some of the students come together, and then there are some other folks from the community. My understanding is that Cowboy Joe of Cowboy David's Bake Shop is going to be doing a number. Last year, Total Eclipse of the Heart stole the show and won first place. That was so fun. That was two Youth Initiative students who were also PRWS alumni. And Jolly also placed in that.
She blew me
Whitney
away.
Houston's.
I don't remember which one, but geez.
Yeah. I was going to start singing, but I'll spare you. What was the third place? Was that Paula as MC Hammer?
Or Connor.
It was Connor.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. But remember Paula Grenier and Kathy Lofton? I mean, they were just much. I mean, so tickets have sold out. However, our understanding is that there will be some overflow seating. It sells out every year. But it's so worth your time, and it's just pure hilarity and courage that I myself do not have.
It takes courage for me just to come to the show because I'm laughing so hard. I'm embarrassing myself as an audience member. God, that was a great entertainment.
Yes.
I can't wait.
I'm really looking forward to that. Youth Initiative has some really fun fundraising that they do. They believe in the fun and fundraising. And one of the other things that they're doing is they have a really sweet little playhouse that the students built, and it's on display right outside of Youth Initiative. And they are selling raffle tickets for that playhouse.
Oh.
They're $10 each. And I know that they're available at the school. And I think that they will also be outside of the co-op this weekend selling chances to win. So look for them there too.
Nice.
Some other things coming up. Let's see. We have Friday, May 3rd. We are celebrating May Day already.
Oh, boy.
So here's a call out to gardeners. The 7th grade would really love your help with their much anticipated 7th grade plant sale that, of course, coincides with our beloved May Day celebration. The 7th graders have lovingly started hundreds of seeds in the Pleasant Ridge greenhouse and would be so grateful for your donations of any perennials that you might be dividing this spring from your home gardens. We would love your hostas, lilies, irises, ferns, calendula, whatever you have. If you have plants to share, please bring them to the greenhouse at Pleasant Ridge anytime up until the sale, which again is on May Day, May 3rd. They will have an index card for you to fill out describing what you are donating, and providing a few details about the plant would be helpful. Thank you so much for your wonderful support, and we will see you at the sale. If you have additional questions, the coordinators of this year's plant sale are Katie Fassbinder, Jess Krieger, Tracy Mangold, and Aaron Ford, 7th grade mamas extraordinaire, and 7th grade plant sale committee. Which brings us to the May Day celebration. This is going to be a particularly beautiful May Day celebration, not only because of the size of this eighth grade. Well, and of course you have an eighth grader.
Yep.
This year, we are also going to have the ribbon cutting for the solar array project. The mayor will be there. We have some other elected officials who will be on site. The May Day queen and king will have been chosen. We'll have giant scissors for that ribbon, and there will be cake.
I'm really excited about this.
Me too. The festivities start at 12:45. Everybody's welcome to come watch the maypole dancers. If you too would like a chance to dance the maypole, you will also have an opportunity. There will be live music, sword dancing, of course, the plant sale, and some water games. And then the ribbon cutting is taking place at 2:45. So following May Day celebration, on Thursday, May 9th, is the much-anticipated pentathlon for fifth grade students and their families. There was a community announcement in the community news portion of the Lunchbox Express this week for folks who may be looking for a place to rest during pentathlon. Do you know of attendees looking for a space near the pentathlon grounds to call home for the weekend? Just 2.5 miles from the pentathlon grounds, a gorgeous off-grid Amish built cabin is available to rent. To view the space and reserve, please see the Lunchbox Express for the link there. That sounds lovely. We should also be thinking about Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah, yes.
That's coming up. And I trust that you celebrate Mother's Day.
I'm all over Mother's Day.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So Growing for Good is going to have Mother's Day flowers available and is taking pre-orders for sustainably grown bouquets from local flower farmer and PRWS parent Allison Starn of Petal and Thorn. You can contact info@growingforgood.org or call 637-8200 or stop in on Wednesdays or by appointment. So many options. So there will be assorted tulips and daffodils with the option of adding foliage. And there is a discount for pre-orders that come in by Friday, May 3rd. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th. Do your mom a solid and remember remember her on Mother's Day. Please and thank
you.
It's
not that hard.
No.
Just get some flowers.
Yes.
Pre-order them. The stress is gone.
Yeah, no
brainer. It's already taken care of.
Yep. Also at Growing for Good, volunteer waterers are needed. Do you want to get cool on a hot day? Growing for Good needs volunteer waterers. Our 7,000 geraniums get thirsty on a hot day, and 30 minutes of watering would make them so happy. Other opportunities as well. Please email info@growingforgood.org or contact Angie Bernstein at 606-2086 for details. That's a sweet place to be, especially on a chilly day, and it just, you walk out feeling like brand new person.
All that life around you.
Yes. And it really is so helpful. And it, you know, is can also be a really meditative thing to do too. It's a, you know, quiet space and, you know, anyway, that's a really great way to volunteer, especially if you only have 30 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right then.
Thanks. There is also an upcoming kindergarten morning, Saturday, May 4th. And that is right here at PRWS from 10 to noon. I know that that is filling up quickly. If you want to experience the magic of the kindergarten, talk to Jordan Brudos in the office about coming for a visit with your child and checking it out. Sometimes folks, when they think about kindergarten, certainly I thought, oh, kindergarten, that's the one thing that you do before first grade. But of course, in the Waldorf world, kindergartens are span several years and is a mixed age group of children from ages 3 to 6.
Yeah.
And it's really common for children to have multiple years of kindergarten. Anyway, I just thought I would put that out there because even when we were in Chicago at the Chicago Waldorf School and Mari went to preschool, it didn't even occur to me. Although I'm sure it was out there, but because I had such a different model and from my own experience about what a kindergarten was, I didn't realize that some of the children in her class were in fact in their last year of what we would call a traditional, you know, American kindergarten.
Yeah.
And then, but they were the older children in that classroom and they, you know, had different sets of responsibilities and things that the children look forward to, like being a dishwasher or, you know, those kinds of things, which is, you know, such a sweet, such a sweet experience to have multiple years in the kindergarten, because that mixed age to have a chance to be the littlest child and then the, you know, the middle child, and then to have that last year to look forward to and to kind of, you know, be upright and have all of those extra added responsibilities, like tying your shoes and learning how to finger crochet, or, you know, all of the things, you know, that come with being, an older, older 5 or 6 year old.
No, it's a great model, and it's a good point to make, because, you know, as you're hearing us mention these kindergarten mornings, or you have other friends in the area who have kids of a certain age, you might normally think it's only for like 5 year olds, but if your kids are 2 or 2.5 or 3, totally makes sense to come and check it out.
There is no sweeter place to be. I am so grateful that Lucy had, both of my girls had 3 years of kindergarten.
Okay. I think Frances did too. Yeah. We came when Peter was 5, so we had 1 or 2. I don't remember for sure, but Frances was there the whole time.
Yeah, and some children have even had 4, depending on when their birthday is.
Oh.
You know, I think this is, you know, Asher's 4th year.
Okay.
He was, I think, was about 2.5, you know, when he came through. So,
wow.
Yeah. And then next year we get to see them cross the Rainbow Bridge.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And they are such fast friends, you know, by that time, too. You know, which I think really solidifies, you know, that first grade class, too, because, you know, they've had a chance to spend a lot of time together. And then, of course, you know, some of the children in the second grade are children that they also spent some time together with in kindergarten. So it's just lends itself to like that cohesive community that we have here at the school.
And especially since we got the kindergarten side by side. It used to be when the one was over on the main campus and one was over at the Landmark that those first graders didn't necessarily know each other.
You know, right.
Some of them. And so they all really do. That was a big improvement.
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's so much more opportunity now to play together and to know one another. And I think that has had exactly the results that we would have hoped for by, you know, putting them nearby one another. Some other exciting news. The summer camp program looks beautiful this year. It is out. We are accepting applications. They will fill up fast. The first camp begins June 10th through 14th. I'd like to read the descriptions to you, if I may, or just the titles. So there's the Drawing from Life camp that starts June 10th through 14th. And that's for ages 8 to 12, led by Vicki Ramsey. Moving Together, June 17th through 21st for 1 to 3 with their adult, led by Mandy Herrick. There's Creative Movement, June 17th through 21st for children ages 3 to 6, also led by Mandy Herrick. The Circus Variety Week from June 17th to 21st is for children ages 7 to 15, and that is led by Francia. I don't know that Francia has a last name. I think she just goes by, I'm sure she has a last name, but she just goes by Francia. That's how she's known.
Like Madonna.
It is. And the really exciting thing about this Circus Variety Week is, do you know, the old Beckham Memorial Library has now been, or perhaps maybe it's still in the process of being transformed into a circus arts center.
Right.
That Francia and her partner Reed bought.
That's so amazing.
So that will be held there this summer. Archery will be offered June 24th through 28th for 10 to 14-year-olds, led by Rice Spann. Wild Things, June 24th, 26th, and 28th for 5 to 7-year-olds, led by Janelle Peterson. Off-Broadway for children from 11 to 14 from July 8th through 12th and 15th through 19th. That's a 2-week program, and that is going to be led by Zoe Drew King, who, of course, is the illustrious drama teacher over at Youth Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Also, technical theater will run from July 15th through 19th for 11 to 14-year-olds, also led by Zoe Drew King, and that is for children who have interest in behind-the-scenes theater work.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's a nice offering. That camp, that particular camp will be 1 week long. That's a really nice offering this summer. Major thanks to Jordan Brudos for putting all of this together. It's no small feat. You may drop off your registration forms and payment in the office by May 24th to receive 5% off your camps. Just a little housekeeping business. For those of you who have had your hot lunch payments withdrawn automatically, don't forget that you now must fill out a May hot lunch form and turn it in with a check before the beginning of the month. May was not covered in your hot lunch withdrawals so that accrued credits could be taken into account at the end of the year. Credits will be posted across from the office. Please stop in and ask if you have any questions. See Nan about that. You know, I can tell you that there were a couple of families who took their lunch credits from this year and actually donated them back to the school, which was really lovely.
That's nice.
Yeah. We did that this year, too. You know, we had so many snow days. There were, you know, nine. And so, you know, so anyway, that's also an option if you feel so inclined. So that's it for this week, folks. Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, Robin.
We'll see you next week.
Next week.